Hello, world. My name is Tory Braxton. TORREYBRAXTON. My inmate number is 313-197. I'm currently incarcerated in the Michigan Department of Corrections. I've been in prison since May 24th, 2000, most of which has been in administrative seg, or long-term laydown for just a bunch of bad, belligerent, inappropriate behavior. You know, I can't really say it's all the authorities' fault, you know, but a lot of it is just me being me, you know. But I'm currently doing flops, and for those of you that don't know what that means, that means your sentence is being continued after your minimum is up, you know. But I see the board probably like next month. I'm doing the 12-month flop, but I'll be getting out pretty soon because my record has been pretty clean for the last few years. I haven't been that bad. You know, I only caught like a couple of misconduct since then, but since I've been in the Michigan Department of Corrections, I done caught well over 150 major misconducts, you know. So I can't just say it's all the authority fault that I have endured long terms of segregation, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, since I've been in prison, and being in a hole, being in seg, you realize that it have a bad negative impact on a lot of guys. Sometimes it get to me, sometimes it don't, you know, but after being in prison so long, you just get used to the day after day stuff that go on in prison, you know what I'm saying? The longer you be in prison, the more you get used to it type of deal. You know, prison culture, you know, it calls you to do stuff that you wouldn't normally do in society, you know what I'm saying? But in a lot of cases, I can't just say specifically mine, but in a lot of cases, what I've seen in Michigan, authorities tend to put guys in seg for long periods of time for BS infractions, you know, maybe like a fight. It might seem like, well, that's a violent incident, you know what I'm saying? But you dealing with men, we surrounded by each other all day, so of course, guys is going to bump heads and have incidents with each other, you know, or what they call a threatening behavior. Like if you threaten an employee, you wind up doing like 3 to 6 months in solitary confinement, you know what I'm saying? This was smart mouthing a police or employee, you know. If you smart mouth them or something like that, you wind up in seg. And you know, a lot of times guys get placed in seg for minor petty stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know the solution on how to stop it, you know what I'm saying? That's something that the Michigan Department of Corrections and the Michigan legislator and those who make the policy directives and operating procedures have to figure out, you know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this, over the last several years or whatever, you know, the Michigan prison system has kind of laid back on us, sending guys to seg for long periods of time, you know what I'm saying? But it's still a problem, though. It's definitely still a problem. Time will tell, you know. But if anybody, any of the listeners out there got any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to contact me on jpay.com. Add me to your JPay. I got plenty of stamps. I will certainly write back or, you know, respond to what you have to say, you know what I'm saying? So, I would like to thank all the viewers for taking the time out to listen to me, hear what I got to say.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.